The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkin, sitting in for John Stadmiller today while he's on leave of absence visiting family in Michigan. Today's date is September 27th, 2021. A lot to talk about tonight. Gonna probably switch gears a little bit here and not start off with COVID. I'm tired of COVID. Are you tired of COVID? I am. I am going to mention that since last Saturday, I've been sick. And you can probably tell by my voice right now, I'm not all 100% here yet. I'm supposed to take the show from Monday through Thursday. I will do my best to be here every night, rest up, and put on a good show for you. Bring some topics of attention, some discussion points. Of course, always open phone lines to hear what you have to say about it all. But I'm going through a difficult period right now. Like I said, started last Saturday, and I've jumped on it right away with my own treatments, my nebulizer. I'm nebulizing hydrogen peroxide, normal saline. And I think I'm doing a pretty good job at it, but I have periods of weakness, and then sometimes I do pretty good. So I'm up and down. Hot sweats, it's just really strange. I don't have any kind of signs of symptoms of the flu. It's no body aches, nothing like that. Just generalized pretty much weakness. Loss of taste and loss of smell. It is interesting. But I'll survive this, and in the end, I'll have natural acquired immunity. I'm pretty certain I have a light dose of COVID right now. But don't worry, I'll be back. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be right back here. And another week from now, I'll probably be back to full swing. Not a problem there. Last night, I did a show. Made it through fine with the 2 hours. I did a show talking about a clip. I had a clip I played. But the physician's assistant in a federal hospital here, Indian Reservation Hospital, I think it was New Mexico. Her name was Deborah Conrad. I played the clip last night. It was only a 9-minute clip. We might play that again. If you didn't listen to my show last night, then I might just throw it in a little later here. It's only 9 minutes. It's called The VAERS Scam. Talking about the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System scam. And it is truly a scam. A lot of people didn't realize that VAERS is actually primarily funded by the U.S. government. What does that mean? Well, do you remember the old saying, it doesn't matter who votes, who counts the votes? There you go. I think you're in the right direction now. It really doesn't matter. If it's funded by the federal government, it can be tweaked, gain of function tweaking here on the numbers. And as the video pointed out, the paperwork to fill out for VAERS, for vaccine injury or suspicions of injury, is so complicated and detailed and time consuming. What do you think? You think doctors have time to sit down for every time they get one of these vaccine injury people and say, you know what, I've got 30 minutes to dedicate to this paperwork, 30 minutes for this guy, 30 minutes for this guy? You spend a lot of time doing paperwork. You know what doctors hate? They hate paperwork. They really do. That's usually why they hire physician's assistants and nurse practitioners, to take care of the paperwork. You think they got time to do the paperwork also? No. It probably wouldn't count because they're not a physician. and it can only come from the physician. That's the way they work it. They work that angle of they're not going to get the numbers. They're not going to get the true numbers on what VAERS really stands for, and I guarantee you that number is huge. It's much bigger than it points out to be. If you look it up online, it's much bigger than the numbers they pose. So we'll get into that a little later if we do that clip. I do have another clip. I want to go back to kind of the beginning of COVID. I like putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And I think the city or the place you could actually start from the very beginning, there's a couple key people here, but you'd have to probably start off with New York City and Cuomo, the governor at the time. And once you understand the beginnings of how you manufacture and create a pandemic, then everything else that comes along makes pretty much sense to saying this really was planned out. There are no coincidences here. There are no coincidences. So we'll get to that a little later. Let's start off talking about the Texas border issue. It disappeared for a little while. It was huge news. We had news that it was 4,000 people under the bridge in Del Rio, Texas. The next day it was 6,000, 7,000, then it went to 10,000, and then it just kind of faded away. The story faded away. Why is that? Well, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. The media doesn't want to report this. I mean, you got to remember, their horse is Joe Biden, and they're dying to dig at this guy and tear him apart, rip him apart, but they can't. It's their horse. They backed this horse from the very beginning. They pulled off a huge, huge, scandalous election fraud, 2020 election fraud. I saw it in my own eyes. Amazing. The flip. The computer hacks, flipping of numbers, software, Smartmatic Dominion. And still in place, by the way. Which is, if we're ever going to get a free shot at a free and honest, fair election, you kind of have to get rid of those things that stole it the last time. So it's no surprise that Governor Newsom, Nuisance, California, got back in, stayed in. No surprise whatsoever. Simply using the same system they had that ripped off Donald Trump, 2020. So I don't know. They're running the show. Democrats are running the show. They got the majority. I don't know. How can we overthrow that? How can we bring the rule of law back? I don't know. I found a clipping here the other day, which kind of bypassed me. I forgot all about it. Now, where is my clipping? Well, I'm going to go off the top of my head then. Do you recognize the date September 17th? September 17th. Constitution Day. At least down here in Florida, they have a special tradition of, I guess, of somewhere in the different parts of the cities, all the different cities at one certain time of the day on Constitution Day, the September 17th, they ring the bell for one full minute to give reference and significance to our U.S. Constitution and our Bill of Rights. I never heard anything about it. Here, I got it in the mail September 22nd. It happened on the 17th. Never saw any press on it. Never saw any media on it. And I wondered why. Well, do we truly have a Constitution any longer? Do we still have a Bill of Rights? I see it being trampled on all the time. It's partially suspended. I don't know what else you can say about it. They're certainly not following the rule, the contract of this nation, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're not following. The rule of law is, well, that's all to be determined. That all depends on the definition is. I'm seeing things I thought I'd never see before. I'm seeing mandates being pushed off as law, which a mandate is nothing more than a strong suggestion. That's all it is, a strong suggestion. We would like you to do this, Mr. Elkins. Well, I've looked over the situation, and it does not meet my criteria. And no, I'll pass on this one. Well, no, you can't. It's a mandate, Mr. Elkins. You have to. No, you actually don't. I think a lot of employers, a lot of corporations need to be reminded. Remember that old video, that little cartoon thing back when we were kids, 60s, 70s? The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Schoolhouse Rock. Do you remember that thing? Actually, I got the whole set. You're laughing your butt off on that one. But I do. I actually have the whole set for the grandchildren, you know, to teach them something. And it actually did work to teach us a lot about the Constitution and grammar, proper grammar, adverbs, you know, pronouns, all kinds of cool stuff. It had a catchy way of doing a song to teach you. But I remember the Constitution one. I'm just a bill sitting here on Capitol Hill. I think maybe we ought to send the video up to Congress, send a copy over to Joe Biden, Slow Joe. It is a cartoon, so Joe will probably get it, and he'll probably sit down and be really entertained by it, and he can sit there and have his little ice cream and sprinkles on it, and he can learn actually how a bill becomes a law. Not a mandate, but a bill. So if Congress decided they want to make a law regarding you taking a shot that you don't want, they certainly could get together, the House and the Senate, and say, you know what, we got the bill here, and we're going to vote on it. We're going to send it over to you guys. You vote on it. We're all in agreement. They're all in agreement with the pandemic, plandemic. So they could certainly do it. Why don't they do this? Why don't they get together, propose a bill that they want to be law, making it mandatory that you take a shot? You know Joe's going to sign it. They're not doing it. For some reason, they're passing off the mandate as the echelon, higher echelon. It's a law. It's the same thing as a law. It's synonymous with law. No, it's not. It's a strong suggestion. That's it. So you can tell your employer that a mandate is a strong suggestion. I'd like to say tell them to go pound some sand, but I still want to keep my job. But I think this changes everything, how I feel about employment, how I feel about the corporation that you work for. They're pushing you. They're using extortion to get you to do something you normally wouldn't do. Go against your own common sense, your own critical thinking. What kind of friend is that? It's no friend I want. So if we get beyond this, and I think we will get beyond this, we're going to ride this one out. I'm going to ride it out. Wife's going to ride it out. We're prepared. We're going to hunker down. We've got all our necessities. And if these CEOs are really serious about letting people go and firing them, you know, it's sad. You go from frontline hero to frontline zero that fast, nickety split. Boy, you guys loved us. Now you hate us. Why? We were there from the very beginning. We made it through it. We didn't die. We didn't get sick. We didn't die. We did all right. So now you push the needless shot that doesn't protect you. You can still get it. So essentially it's nothing. It doesn't work. It doesn't work to prevent the virus. We don't know what it's going to do on down the line. Because the Congress has given a blanket immunity to the pharmaceuticals and your employer that if something goes terribly wrong, you can't sue them. There's no product liability. How do you feel about that? You know, you buy lots of products on the shelf here and you bring them home and you take lots of medicines, and there's always the long sheet, the paperwork they give you to say, here's the downside. We know what it's supposed to do, but this could happen. These things could happen. These are side effects that could happen. And a lot of them, including death. See the commercials on TV, how they have all these young people. They're all young people. They're all sick young people. All smiling. All having a great time. A picnic at the beach, playing volleyball. Geez, you'd never know they're sick. But they're healthier now. They're better now because they've been taking this drug. And so while you're focused in on the activities of these sick people that are all smiling because they're taking this drug that's working for them, they quickly slide by all the negative stuff, all the terrible stuff, including death. They're all smiling through death. Does anybody else pick that up but me? The bottom of the TV there, there's a little asterisk. Such a small print. You can't possibly read that from where you are. I can't read it if I'm up next to the TV, let alone if I'm back far. Why do they do that? Because they're trying to hide the facts that their medication is crap. I have yet to see, and these commercials, I see them all the time. That's a crappy drug. But that's where we are. If you ask yourself this one question, how do we get here? How do we get to where we are right now, where a government believes they have the right to speak for you on behalf of your health? How did we get to this point? Well, I'll tell you how we got to this point. It started with Barack Obama. His Affordable Health Care Act, better known as Obamacare. Yeah. Did they not use a little of extortion there also? Sure they did, and it worked. It worked. You get a penalty from the IRS, a nice fine, if you don't obey and sign up for some kind of health care package. There's your beginning right there on that one. So Biden is just taking it one step further now. A little more strong-arming, a little more arm-twisting than Obama did. But essentially, you have the same situation here. Do this or you face the consequences. That's where we are right now. How do we get here? Oh, bummer. I've also noticed that Biden inadvertently has recruited an army of people. I'm going to call them the VLM. The Vaccinated Lives Matter. Copying the BLM, Black Lives Matter. You've got these people running around, the Vaccinated Lives Matter, pushing you, shaming you, ridicule, threatening you, trying to cancel you because you're not going along with them. We're vaccinated. You need to come along with us. Remember, we're all in this together. No, we're not. You say, I'm smart and you're a fool. You can go ahead and say that because you've already lost this person as a friend. You can forget them. They're not a friend anymore. A friend wouldn't treat a friend like that. I know people who are vaccinated or taking a shot. I know people. Free choice. I don't ridicule them. I don't say it's too late. I mean, it's too late now. What am I going to do? If they'd come to me earlier and asked me, I would have said, don't do it for these reasons, and I would have made the case. And then after that, if you do it, that's fine. But I gave you the information you needed. Now, if something goes terribly wrong, don't come crying to me. I don't like that. What am I going to do for you? Your health fails. What am I going to do for you? You know, God gave you a brain. You got to use it. Got a first call. Let's go ahead and take one here. Chris from Clearwater, Florida. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve. Just for respiratory care, you know, I think I might have had, I know I had something serious. Mm-hmm. The worst respiratory infection I've ever had back in October 2018. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the past 10 years, and what I'm going to tell you here is just on my blog at, it's called the Respiratory Care Blog over at theliberationstation.com. That's my site. And that's my radio show on six Florida stations if you want to check that out. The Respiratory Care Blog at theliberationstation.com. So for the past 10, well, I'll tell you a little.
Hey, Chris, I hear the music. Yeah, Chris, I hear the music. We're going to hold you over after the commercial, okay? Hang on.
All right, thanks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we go back to the phones and talk to Chris in Clearwater, Florida. You're back on, Chris. Chris, are you there? We lose Chris.
Do you hear me?
There we go. There we go. You're back. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't hear you again, Chris.
Do you read me?
Now I keep talking. Keep talking.
Oh,
there
okay.
You go.
I'm sorry.
There
I'm not sure.
There
maybe my plugging my headphone in and did that. Sorry there. Okay. So, you know, every time I've gotten a bad respiratory infection, I always breathe a little bit of ozone, and I know it can be irritating and dangerous if you breathe too much. You know, right. If you get to the point where you're irritating your sinuses or your esophagus, that's when to stop. But, you know, I would take every time I would start to feel, say, cold, chills, achiness or cold symptoms coming on, breathe a little ozone, maybe three inhalations from my high volume ozone generator, and just enough to be a little bit irritating, but not too much, because you know you don't want to dry the mucous membranes, and that's the real risk. If you dry up all your mucus, you know, spend a lot of time breathing it to where you're really irritated, then it'll dry up the mucous membranes in your lungs, and that can cause the lining of your lungs to stick together. That's a collapsed lung, so that's to be avoided. You know, when you get really irritated breathing too much ozone. So, anyway, within 3 hours, ozone has always gotten rid of respiratory infections, but this time it didn't. Back in October 2018, so I came up with this protocol that I take a tablespoon of colloidal silver that a friend has made, and then a pinch of Himalayan salt. And I dissolve them into a gallon of purified water. And then I pump that through my water ionizer. So I'm getting the mineral ions, the 90-plus minerals from Himalayan salt, plus the colloidal silver is now in the ionic form, the active form. And I pump out the water and put it in an ultrasonic nebulizer and add about 5 drops of essential oils. All you really need is oregano and lemongrass, I think. Oregano and lemongrass are so antiseptic. So I put about 5 drops of my essential oil mix of about 25 oils, but like I say, oregano and lemongrass should knock out anything as a combination. And then I inhale that diffusion for about a minute, 5 times a day. And that's how I knocked out that respiratory infection. And then my neighbor, 71-year-old neighbor, did the same thing too, and she thinks it saved her life. So I think, you know, the science behind it is that mineral ions, being the best absorbed form of minerals, because you have to have an ion that cleaves off and then can be transported into a cell. You know, like hydroxychloroquine does, or quinine or quercetin, to cleave off or bring in, those are ionophores that bring in the zinc ion to prevent viral replication of, say, the coronavirus or other viruses. So that's why I do it that way. But if you can't make ionized colloidal silver at home with a water ionizer like I do, then you could get a product like Sovereign Silver or Argentin 23. And those have worked well for other people I know. But
let me throw something by you here. Dr. Mercola, I saw several articles on it, nebulizing hydrogen peroxide, and it was an interesting formula. I actually tried it last couple of days. And it's a quarter teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide and 7 1/4 teaspoons of normal saline. And I nebulized, put a little about 1 cc in my nebulizer and used that. And it actually, it's not quite as caustic doing this formula. This dilution here is pretty nice. And it seems to help. Now, let me ask you something here. Did you have any brain fog with what you had, any kind of brain fog? Because I'm getting brain fog. And I checked my saturation. I have a pulse ox at home, and I was 96-97%. I should be much higher than that. Congestion-wise, there was a little bit of color, a little yellow, but nothing major. I nipped that in the bud. But I've got this. Matter of fact, 5 minutes ago, I went through another sweat period here. It just, boom, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I've got fans blowing on me to cool me off, and then I'm cool off again. So I'm going this round of, like I said, we're coming up on 7 days Saturday from when I first started this, and it was really weird because it hit me like a ton of bricks at 8 o'clock in the evening, and I started to feel some sinus stuff, a little drainage, but my sinuses were not packed, and then suddenly I had this barking, dry, rough, hurtful cough, and the wife looked over and she said, "That didn't sound good at all." I said, "It doesn't. Something's coming on." So I quickly went over and started doing my nebulizer with just normal saline at the time to kind of loosen things up. And we'll come right back to it. Take him for phone calls. Hang on the line here. We'll come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The crown, another ragtag band declaring independence, laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
And we are back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting here for John Stadmiller today, going solo. And we're going to go back to our phone call and talk to Chris in Clearwater. I need you to kind of wrap it up, Chris. I got a couple more behind you here, and I need you to play this clip you got to listen to. Chris in Clearwater.
Yeah. To answer your question, I did have brain fog for that month back in October 2018 for a little over a month. And all those other symptoms you mentioned, you know, the tiredness and achy and always blowing the nose. And, you know, it was astonishing that I couldn't get over it until, like I said, I would chase it off, but then it would recur if I didn't stay on top of it, doing it about five times a day for a minute or two each time. And I just want to comment that, you know, the hydrogen peroxide that you're doing, because all the coronaviruses and 99%+ of harmful viruses are anaerobic, that oxygen in the hydrogen peroxide should neutralize it.
Right.
And, you know, folks want to get a, ultrasonic essential oil diffuser. They don't want to. You don't want one of those diffusers or nebula. You can also use a nebulizer, which is also ultrasonic. It's the same as a diffuser that just has a hose going to your face, to a face mask with a nebulizer. Yeah. But you know, you don't want the kind of diffuser that just where you put the oil on a pad and then it blows it through a fan.
Oh, I agree.
You want the ultrasonic kind.
Right. I agree.
And another idea is, you know, you could get a personal air ionizer, you know, become your own personal air purification station and neutralize coronaviruses and all sorts of germs and fungus and mold at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to need to let you go here, but I need to ask one question before you leave. Could you please give us that website one more time?
Sure, that's my site is theliberationstation.com. That's T-H-E, liberationstation.com. Okay. And what I was reading from summarizing is the respiratory care blog. So click on the blogs and you'll be able to see the respiratory care blog.
Okay. I appreciate that, Chris. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. Hope it helps. Take care.
All right. Let's go back to the phones here and let's talk to Chris in Virginia. You're on the show.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey, I just got a couple of quick things.
Okay.
One is the way people surprise me with this Corona stuff and the vaccine, the way people were divided, really shocking. Mm-hmm. See people just—they've almost become like zombies. So, but they always catch me. They always catch me out of left field because they'll put on a happy face or a nice face or a friendly face, and then they'll just hit you all of a sudden with that vaccine question or opinion or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, now it's for me. I can't wait for the next person to come along and give me trouble. Because I can just say, hey, look, what about all these doctors and nurses that are quit? What about them? You want to sit here and argue with me? I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor. We're not medical experts. But what about
that? I'm glad you mentioned that because your politicians are acting like doctors, aren't they?
Right.
They sure are.
They don't even know.
No, and the experts, your mainstream media people are acting like experts also. I'm a little sick and tired of that. The people we really should be listening to, they're real experts. There's not a debate on this issue at all, and there should be a debate on this issue. This topic should be wide open and both sides and talk about what is the best solution. And they're not doing that because they know they can't debate the issue. They know they can't debate it.
Right. It's mad science. It's political. Right. Do you have one more minute or you got to go?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You got it.
Real quick, there's that, which I can't wait. I'm so happy at least I have that now that you use on people. But another thing is, just real quick, is the way things are going, and you look at these Trump rallies of 50,000 people, you have to say to yourself that at some point we're going to say to the power structure, we're not going to live like this. We don't want to live like this. And something to push will come to shove. I fervently hope that.
I think it will.
I can say that.
I think
it
will.
Okay, and then the other last thing is real quick. Let me tell you, I became a election officer in my county in Hanover in Virginia, and there's three people that handle the provisional ballots the next day if there's a problem with a ballot, and they vote on each one, and it's three people, and depending on who's in power, it's two Democrats, one Republican, or vice versa, correct? So in my state, it's a Democrat in power, so you got two Democrats. Well, they're supposed to be impartial or whatever. And my main point is basically these people, whether they're leftists or Democrats or whatever, what I've found, and I'm a musician too, so there's a lot of leftist musicians. What I've found is all these people, they're full of crap because they put on this face that's a nice face, and you buy it. And then about 5-6 minutes in, like, what, you scratch them and they're ugly underneath.
Yeah. Well, they are.
Just nasty.
You know, we have such a divided country. We really do, Chris. We had it divided with the election because we know this was stolen, but we haven't gotten nasty about it. You see, that's exactly where the difference is. We don't get nasty. They get nasty. They'll exclude you. They'll cancel you. They'll attack you. They resort to violence. We don't do that. We're the educated. We just don't do that. But there may be a point in time that we may have to cross our arms in civil disobedience and saying, we're not going to take this anymore. Chris, that may be where it comes to. There may be a revolution on the horizon. Maybe that's why Washington is building a fence around Washington to protect themselves, because they're going to hand down another iron fist law here, a rule, and they know we're not going to take it. They do fear us. No doubt about it. They do fear us. I don't want a violent revolution. I do not want that. But I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. A government that is tyranny, using tyranny now, and extortion, medical extortion, and forcing people by economics to take something that we know is harmful, may bring about a bloody revolution. It just may bring it out.
God bless America. I want it back, you know? Thanks for your time.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. Last caller here. Let's go to Tony in Pennsylvania. What's on your mind, Tony?
Hi, Steve.
Hello. What's on your mind? Yep, you're on.
Okay. What happened here is we have distrust in government, distrust in a lot of our authorities, and we have a lack of honesty and integrity in our system. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, I got the COVID. So what are they going to do? They're going to send me to the hospital and put me on a ventilator. Now, I want to ask you something, since you're an expert. Well, you know more than I do on it. Mm-hmm. Is the ventilator going to save me?
No, because here I'll tell you why, and that clip's going to tell you why. We're going to play a clip here, a 30-minute clip of an hour clip, and I'll tell you why it doesn't work. Because it's a last-ditch effort to get your oxygenation back up. You're already at a point probably that you can't return back to a norm. Here's what happens. You end up getting, the video will talk about it a little bit more, but what you end up having, there's two medications they've been using, remdesivir and vancomycin, to treat the COVID. Now, this is getting to be hospital standard protocol. They've taken away those other things that we know that work, and that's pretty much what the video goes. It starts at the beginning of how do we get the numbers, the death numbers up high enough, the total number high, in order to kick off the pandemic. You had to have casualties. And that's exactly what happened in the beginning. So to tell you what actually happens is that the remdesivir, along with the vancomycin, actually causes renal failure, acute renal failure. Now, when you get acute renal failure, you have a backup of fluids in the body. Okay, there's no your elimination is cut down drastically. You get accumulation of fluid in the body, and then you have extra fluid that you're carrying around in your whole body. Your body swells up. You're not putting off the water anymore. So what happens is that your heart has to work overtime. What ends up being right-sided heart failure, pulmonary heart failure on the right side of your heart there. And then what actually happens is there's a migration of fluid, excessive fluid that pushes back into the pulmonary. And what you do is you drown in your own fluids. Your lungs are completely full of water. Now, if you're on a ventilator, it doesn't matter if I dial you up on 100% oxygen and a PEEP of 10 PEEP, positive end expiratory pressure. I'm unable to oxygenate those air sacs, those alveoli in the lungs, if they're saturated with water. It's a death sentence. Then you also have what they call multi-system organ failure from these two drugs. The vancomycin is a kidney killer. You got to watch that one really closely. You got to watch the levels. And they let this thing go. They actually diagnosed on chest X-ray film, looking at the lungs, how hazy they were. They automatically said, that's a pneumonia. It's a pneumonia caused by COVID. It's pneumonia. It turned out it was pulmonary edema. Had they given a simple diuretic like Bumex or Lasix, they could have pulled all that fluid off, re-oxygenated the lungs, because the alveoli would not be saturated with water, and they could grab the oxygen and push it out through the body here. And they didn't. So we had death tolls created, manufactured, by using those two medications at the very beginning.
So you cannot talk against this type of system that they implemented, or you are the enemy.
Well, I am the enemy. I've been the enemy for 4 years. So
nothing
new here for me.
To me, it's basically that we have an autocratic regime currently in power.
Yep.
It's almost modeled like the Chinese communists, let's face it.
Yeah.
I agree. All the COVID operations, the implementation of this propaganda on COVID happening today in the USA, you will find in the works of the great propagandists, the because I've read them. I read Beria, I read Goebbels, and I read Marcus Wolff. You're going to find this, and you can get this stuff in the literature. It's the same thing they're doing to us today.
Yeah, it's kind of a soft communism right here. The hard communism is coming later. But yeah, this is, like I said, from the very beginning, when did the government decide they had the right to make decisions on your behalf for your health? Well, that started with Obamacare and the penalties and taxation. They actually weaponized the IRS against you because you wouldn't comply and get health care. So we got the same situation now. And I'm just hoping that some corporations won't put the noose around their neck, because I can tell you right now in the hospital, if they follow through and say they're going to terminate people, you are going to cripple your hospitals. You are going to see death toll, because you're not going to have enough staff to take care of the ill. And they're not going to blame this one. They're not going to blame this one on me. Don't blame me. Blame yourself for thinking money and not people and health.
Steve, this is planned implementation. Planned implementation. They hired Marcus Wolff. You know that? The government hired him to implement some of these policies upon us. He's deceased now. But he was the head of the Stasi in East Germany. They hired this guy. So that's all I got to say.
All right. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your call. I tell you what, life could be so much better, couldn't it not? You know, every day you wake up, and we all have our little rituals, how we get going in the morning. We have our coffee, we have our bagel, cream cheese, whatever you have. If you have cereal, down here we have grits, cheese grits, big thing in the South. So you start your morning off with some coffee and some nutrition. You kind of want to see what's going on in the world, so you flip the TV on, and right away, you're bombarded with the C word. Not cancer, COVID. That's the new C word replacing cancer. Cancer will come later. That's all you turn on. Everything is COVID, COVID, COVID. You got the talk, you got the View, you got the Five, you got the CNN COVID News Network. Everywhere I turn to start my morning off, I'm slapped in the face with COVID. COVID, COVID, COVID. No wonder we got so many crazy people out there, COVID psychosis, walking around with a mask, driving their cars with a mask, in a park all by yourself, sitting on a bench with a mask. I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, the weather, Google weather mascot, a little frog, cute little frog. If you pull up your weather on your phone, you'll see the Google mascot frog out and about, flying a kite on a beach, wearing a mask. Every time he's wearing a mask. Every time. I am so sick of it. So I try not to turn it on at all. But eventually I have to turn on, because I have to see what the talking heads are saying and what nonsense are they spewing out now and what are they selling now in disinformation. I cannot turn it off. I have to see what's going on so I can combat it and take it head on. Yes, I am the enemy. I am to be feared, because I'm going to bring out the truth. I'm going to tell you what I see, what I know, and there's no BS in anything I say here. I don't know, I'll tell you, I don't know. If I know, I'm going to tell you, I know. This video here is a great video, and I think after the break here, we'll start the video. It's 30 minutes. We'll probably have to cut it in a little bit because of commercial time. I want to play 30 minutes of it, of the 1 hour. It is posted on the website. Michael posted it, and I suggest everyone go see it. It's the beginnings. There's a kind of a round table of a couple doctors and a couple other people that are investigative journalists wanting to get answers from these round table specialists, these physicians, of what they've seen and what they know and how this all thing came together, how they started the pandemic, how it all began. I think you're going to get a lot out of it. Make sure you have pen and paper nearby to get some notes on that. Let me read my notes here. Yeah, we can do that. Let's do that. We're going to skip this little break here. We are going to start the clip here in a second. Let me give you a little summary here. It's called Depopulation by Any Means. It's a roundtable with experts. The beginning, starting in New York City, how to start a pandemic. You manufacture the toll deaths. Talking about remdesivir and vancomycin, the people in the roundtable on the roundtable are Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Reiner Fulmich, and Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg. I want to say that three times. Let's go ahead and start the clip now, and we'll go to the commercial break, and then we'll finish it up after the top of the hour.
Dr. Artis, I'm sorry about the delay. This is Viviana was reading to us from a very recent, actually brand new newspaper articles involving Charité Hospital, which is a major university hospital in this town here in Berlin. And there are what they call irregularities concerning billing practices at that hospital involving, among others, Professor Dr. Drosten, who is neither a real professor nor a real doctor, but he's the one who invented the so-called Drosten PCR test, on whose basis everything that's happening is founded, really, more or less. This is just to explain to you what she was reading. I have seen, and I think we have all seen, a number of videos with you, and the two most important, the two things that really jolted me out of my seat, more or less, is when you were speaking about remdesivir, and the other one is how the CDC, even before they started with these so-called vaccinations, knew everything about the so-called adverse events. Can you tell us, instead of me doing this, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes. So I'm actually a holistic practitioner studying chiropractic, practicing chiropractic, acupuncture, and nutrition. I actually had set off to go to med school to help reverse my sister's autoimmune disease of lupus that she was diagnosed when she was 11. Only we learned early on in her diagnosis and prognosis that there was no known cure in conventional medicine. There was no known cause for this systemic lupus erythematosus. There was only these three drug treatments, and these three drug treatments were actually going to end her life within a three-decade period is what we were told. She was only 11 at the time. Then they told us also she would never be able to bear children because the drugs were going to have side effects of stillbirths and birth defects. So I knew the medical model wasn't going to help me figure out what happened to my sister, so I set off to go learn everything I could about how do you analyze what causes disease in the body, how do you remove those causes of disease, and then how do you actually heal the human body. So for the last 20 years, I've had practices in both Tennessee and in Dallas, Texas, where we treated thousands of people from all around the world, 16 different countries, to actually help them uncover why it is they were diagnosed with medical conditions and then help them over months to years to reverse those. So I specialized in, it was really a nutritional practice, detoxing, removing infections, and then actually healing the body through herbal means, dietary means. That's basically my...
So that, you know what?
Just this, back one question. So yeah. How's your, just out of curiosity, were you able to help your sister?
Yeah, 12 years later, she actually got married. And she actually got impressions that I was to heal her and started having visions and dreams and prayers answered that she was going to have children. Well, I just want you to know she's now 34 years old and just had her fourth child last October. And she has been no lupus for the last 10 years, which is fabulous.
Congratulations.
And just in case you want to know, systemic lupus erythematosus, for anybody that's watching this, you guys need to actually make sure any rheumatologist is looking for parasite infections in their spleen organ. Once you find that and remove the parasites, it doesn't matter if it's tapeworms, roundworms, flukes, or protozoa. When you eliminate that, which only takes a few months, all of the body pain, all of the rashes that occur with systemic lupus will disappear. It's been a great disinformation and cover-up medically for years.
This is extremely interesting. I don't know if you're aware of this, James Corbett. He's originally from Canada, but he's been living in Japan, I think, since 2004 because he's married to a Japanese woman. He's one of the best investigative journalists. And we've had him here. We interviewed him. And I don't know if you've seen his two videos. One is called How Big Oil Conquered the World, and the other one is called Why Big Oil Conquered the World. And it describes in detail how At the start of the last century, some very rich people decided to go from oil into health care and how they founded the pharmaceutical industry in order to get rid of holistic medicine, which was up until then working fine. So you have more or less been in the business of turning this around, it seems to me.
Oh, yeah, for the last 20 years. Mm. And the most disgusting thing around remdesivir, which this has been the first thing I brought out in media back in May 2020, is when Anthony Fauci put on the National Institutes of Health's website what the treatment protocol for COVID-19 hospitalized patients was going to be. I was just curious because I heard in the media that within the third day, these New York doctors that were being flooded with COVID-19 patients, they were reporting by the day three and day five, they were experiencing what they had never seen before from a viral infection. They all reported that there was acute kidney failure within 3 to 4 days of treatment. And they have never seen, this was their words, we've never seen a virus do this to the kidneys. Well, the truth is, it's because the virus has never done that to the kidneys, and it was never the kidneys anyway. So when I heard this in the media, I wanted to know, well, what are they doing to these patients? Just 3 months earlier, my father-in-law was killed by medical protocols in a Dallas, Texas hospital. They literally used vancomycin, which is an antibiotic. It shut down his kidneys within 24 hours. By day three, they told us he was an acute kidney failure. By day five, he had so much water retention on his brain, he was going unconscious. By day nine, they had killed him. Now, vancomycin, the antibiotic, has a known side effect of acute kidney failure. And I don't know if anybody in here knows this, but they had diagnosed him with the flu in early February. Now, why would you ever use an antibiotic to treat a viral infection? It's not conducive. It's not safe or effective. The CDC actually warns against it. But vancomycin has acute kidney failure as a side effect. Well, when I actually, you let me know when you're ready to translate. I don't want to get too far ahead, but you let me know when you want me to stop.
Hold on one second, because there's, I don't know if you're aware of this, but our chief medical advisor, I guess we can call him, he's the one who really got this corona committee started. Dr. Vodak is with us. So he may ask some questions, which we can't ask because we're no experts. We're only lawyers. We're always dependent on people like you and Dr. Vodak and the others. So that killed your father-in-law, and that's what got your attention when you heard that they're using remdesivir in New York, right?
Yeah, what got my attention was the New York doctors were reporting, when we're treating this new coronavirus, we're seeing that within 3 to 5 days, we're seeing acute kidney failure because the virus, we assume, is attacking the kidneys, which I knew right away that wasn't the case. Mm. So I actually wanted to know, are they using vancomycin on these people also? Because this is a virus just like the flu. So I went on to CDC's website to find out what are they actually treating COVID patients with.
We'll finish this clip up at, after the commercial break here. Stay tuned.
We must take America back.
We must take America back. Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.